The U.S. Marshals Service has named a Canton man its fugitive of the week and is asking for the public's help in finding him. 41-year-old Stephen Gales is wanted on a felonious assault warrant in connection with a Canton shooting that left a victim with a gunshot wound to the neck. Gales is known to frequent the Canton and Cleveland areas. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force. Tipsters can remain anonymous, and a reward is available. A Stark County judge will decide whether a Canton teen accused of murder will be tried as an adult. 15-year-old Savion Monroe is charged in the July 14th shooting death of 19-year-old Jordan Horton, whose body was found under a car at the Skyline Terrace apartment complex. Because Monroe is 15, Ohio law requires the court to determine whether he can be rehabilitated in the juvenile system before transferring the case to adult court. A probable cause hearing is set for October 7th. Monroe has pleaded not true to the charges and remains in juvenile detention. The Red Cross has declared a national blood crisis and is urging people to donate. Officials say blood supplies have fallen to a four-year summer low with a critical need for type O blood. The Stark County Sheriff's Office is hosting a community blood drive Thursday from noon until 6. Donors can register at redcrossblood.org or through the link on the Sheriff's Office Facebook page. A revised housing development plan is headed back to Plain Township officials. Richfield-based K. Hovdanian Homes has filed a new rezoning request to build 106 single-family homes near Ivy Street Northwest, reducing the number from the 120-home plan trustees rejected in February. The updated proposal also includes larger buffer areas. The Plain Township Zoning Commission will hold a public hearing on the request August 12th. A measles exposure warning has been issued in Tuscarawas County after two people with active infections visited Sugar Creek. Health officials say the exposures occurred July 17th at Smoky Lane Stables and the Sugar Creek Stockyard. Residents who were at those locations are urged to check their MMR vaccination status and watch for symptoms, including fever, cough, runny nose, and rash. Officials say symptoms could appear through August 7th. A Florida couple faces multiple charges after authorities say they abused their two children. 39-year-old Brandon Deddy and 45-year-old Crystal Deddy of Branford were indicted by a Portage County grand jury last month and arraigned July 15th in common pleas court on counts including child endangering. Prosecutors allege the children suffered beatings, were denied food, and suffered other mistreatment between January 2019 and December 2021. Crystal Deddy also faces charges of gross sexual imposition and domestic violence. The charges were filed by the sheriff's office. Both are scheduled for a pretrial hearing September 2nd and a jury trial September 15th. A drug investigation in Ravenna has resulted in multiple felony charges against a man. The Portage County Sheriff's Office says investigators executed a search warrant Friday, seizing 18 grams of suspected cocaine, more than 100 grams of psilocybin mushrooms, a handgun, and about $3,400 in cash. The man was jailed on drug trafficking and possession charges. A woman detained at the home was released. A Columbiana man sentenced to prison for an August 2023 crash that seriously injured a woman is getting a new trial. 66-year-old Christopher Maley was released from prison after the 7th District Court of Appeals ruled his blood sample was not properly refrigerated, making the evidence inadmissible. A judge has scheduled a new trial for October 13th. Prosecutors must now decide whether to move forward without the blood test evidence. Suspected cocaine and other evidence of drug trafficking were seized during a raid in East Liverpool. The Columbiana County Drug Task Force, assisted by city police, served a search warrant at a home on Ravine Street Wednesday. Investigators say they recovered suspected cocaine, a digital scale, and packaging material. The evidence has been sent to the Bureau of Criminal Investigation for testing. Charges are pending. Two men faced disorderly conduct charges after a fight in Sebring. Officers responded to the 100 block of North 16th Street Thursday morning. 58-year-old Mark Runk of Sebring told police he confronted 62-year-old Dan Ennis of Mineral Ridge after being awakened by the latter power washing at a business next door. Runk allegedly said Ennis followed him inside and hit him with a shovel, while Ennis claimed Runk hit him with a steel door and threw him to the ground. Police say Runk had a bloody lip and Ennis was taken to Alliance Community Hospital for a rib injury evaluation. Both men are set to appear in court Thursday. Ryan Rock will be in court tomorrow for his first appearance on charges connected to the death of a state trooper. The 36-year-old Canfield man was indicted on charges of aggravated vehicular homicide and aggravated vehicular assault and arrested last week. Authorities say Rock's truck crashed into trooper Nicholas Caton's cruiser on Route 11 in Canfield last October. Caton was killed and another driver was injured. The trooper was helping a disabled vehicle. The Schwebel Baking Company has officially ended production at its Youngstown plant. Employees say Sunday was the last day of operations, with only limited crews remaining at the facility. Schwebel announced last month it was liquidating the bakery, citing aging equipment and declining sales. Union officials tell WFMJ-TV severance pay, vacation time, and some health care issues are still being negotiated. Boardman teachers have approved a new contract with the school district, ending the possibility of a strike. Members of the Boardman Education Association voted 86% in favor of the agreement Friday. The deal comes after an earlier contract proposal was rejected by teachers in June, sending both sides back to the negotiating table. Union officials say they are happy to have the agreement finalized and return to the classroom. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.